great late Monday to you. Across the weather map, we're looking at most of our weather really up in Canada, from the lower 48, from California to the East Coast. Not a whole lot going on. We have a trough of lower pressure that's still passing through the region. This is just crossing through the state of Vermont. And on the other side of that, we're going to see clearing skies, and that's going to be working on in the rest of tonight, this evening, as well as into the day tomorrow. We're looking at a pretty fabulous day. Temperatures a little bit on the chilly side, but really not that far from seasonal norms, which are not too far off from 60 degrees. Now, tomorrow we'll see highs in the upper 50s. The weather systems that'll be up in Canada, there is one significant one that's over in the western part of Western North America, up around British Columbia, coming in from the Gulf of Mexico. This is a fairly strong system, and really what it's going to do is work across portions of Canada, and then as it gets toward the Great Lakes, it's going to develop into what we call a cutoff low. That area of low pressure aloft will be cut off from the jet stream, and it's going to drag some pretty chilly air into the region. That's going to be taking place, and a series of weather fronts and some precipitation is going to be pushing into the region off and on. The biggest one will be coming in, it looks like, on Thursday night. The first one comes in actually on Wednesday night, so a couple different shots of precipitation. The Thursday night precip will have a fairly strong frontal boundary. That's going to work on through. It'll also deliver a decent amount of rainfall for a narrow frontal boundary that will work through. Beyond that, it looks like we'll start to clear things out on Friday afternoon, much like we're doing this afternoon, and we'll see basically some decent weather to start the weekend on Saturday. Checking that forecast, mostly clear skies are becoming so, the forecast for tonight, with moonlit skies. We got full illumination of the Hunter's Moon, which was about 24 hours ago. We'll see areas of frost, a low tonight running about 30 to 35, little wind. Morning valley fog, then partly to mostly sunny for tomorrow. A high temperature in the upper 50s with a light southwest breeze. Tuesday night, clear moonlit, some high clouds overnight, patchy valley fog. Lows fall back into the upper 30s to around 40, so milder tomorrow night, and light south winds. Now for Wednesday, we'll see partial morning sunshine, but clouds will be thickening up as they move in from west to east. A high about 65 degrees Wednesday afternoon. A southerly breeze, 10 miles per hour, but stronger near Lake Champlain. Checking Wednesday night, this will be the first disturbance working through with mainly cloudy conditions. Scattered passing showers, northern areas by midnight, a low down to around 50. And checking Thursday, a bit on the unsettled side, we'll see a chance for a morning shower that'll then dry up, otherwise considerable cloudiness, continued mild and breezy to windy at times. High temperatures on Thursday will reach into the mid to upper 60s. Later in the day, we have a powerful cold front, a juiced up cold front, producing a rising chance for showers developing late. Some of those showers could be moderate to locally heavy for Thursday night. Back to you, Brady.